So hi, everybody, and thank you for being here. And thank you, Lynn and Laura, for taking over this in my absence last week. I think we just had extra calls on when I look at it. It's like, wow, there's one this week and there's another one next week. And then there was one last week. We usually have two of the open coachings a month. So, oh, well, we got Laura in. That was good. I'm going to look at the calendar and make sure that we have the right number because you guys are going to get sick of seeing me. It's like, you know, 2-3 times a day sometimes. It's crazy. Anyway, no, you're not going to get sick of seeing me. You're supposed to say now in unison, no, we'd never get sick of seeing you. Anyway.
Of course not.
No, of course not. So we're here for whatever you need. So whatever questions, comments, successes, you know, frustrations, labs, anything at all, these kind of things, content questions, marketing questions, these are kind of the open coaching and support calls. So what is on tap? I think Maria has her hand up already. All right. Let me open you up. Open up your line. There you go. Hey, Maria.
What's up?
What's up? We're trying to keep warm here. I refuse to turn the heat on. It's not November yet. My father always would say, even in New York, you can't turn the heat on until it's November. Just bundle up, suck it up. And that's what I'm trying to do. So I keep going in my sauna when I hear it.
Well, the good thing is, and a bad thing is, times have changed since your dad and he's no longer here. So you got to adapt like my little spider downstairs. You know, I got my little spider. She's been with me for like since September 29th. You have no idea. Oh, my God. I've gained a new appreciation for this creature that I always hated and I always killed. I'm telling you, I've been watching this spider every day. She's got a freaking routine. She's a hardworking beast. She adapts quickly. I never observe a creature so close like I'm observing, and I see what she's doing. It's just amazing. The other day, I was like, oh, my God, I'm seeing this spider work so hard. I got to get my fucking ass upstairs and work because I'm like, she's amazing looking, by the way. I mean, I'm going to post a picture. I mean, I've never seen such thing like this. And she's brilliant. And then I see her legs and the way that she does, she was doing zip lining the other day, 2 days ago. I'm like, wow, this is great. I'm seeing the spider just, it is incredible. I'm telling you, she's my new friend. I go every morning, I go between 8:30. She's working her ass off, building her lab, you know. And wow, it's incredible. I got a new appreciation.
Work ethic, right? That's
holy shit. Yeah, but her adaptation, you know? Mm-hmm. So when I saw her for the first time, right? I mean, I got out and I saw this line, you know, this web all the way to my car, really freaking far. And I look and it says, wow. And then she goes all the way up and says, how the hell they do this? It's gotta be like the movie, you know? And then I said, wow, I look at her and I said, I cannot believe the beauty of the spider. I mean, she's incredible. She looks like a Halloween spider. I'm telling you, you're going to see it. Literally, I nickname her Halloweeny because she is the really Halloween looking. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go all around the car for my little grass moment, you know, meditation thing. And, well, I was like, I got my things going in my head, and then I came on the other side of the car, and poof, I broke the web. I mean, the one line in my head is like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And then I look, in a matter of a few seconds, this spider starts sucking the web. She eats all back in. I don't know another word. She sucks all back in seconds. She like, and she's like, wow. And then she went to start rebuilding the thing immediately. I'm like, wow. I mean, incredible. Anyway, I get excited about this spider.
You have to write a blog post about this.
I did a couple of videos about this. I did a couple of videos, but I will do something in a blog post. It's all my to-do because the lessons from this spider is incredible about everything that we go in life. I mean, I destroy her thing. She quickly adapted, and she's got a routine. She's got every morning she's go, like she has rebuilt and moved her web in several places around the same area, but she moved. I saw her actually even eating a little creature. I mean, I'm like, she's swallowing that thing. And then I'm like, okay, how long is it going to take for her to heat her thing, you know? And I saw her jump, like, you know, like I catch in different odd times, right? And then she was right here in the middle. She stays in that middle, unless she's building around it. She stays in that middle, really focused. And the other day, something came to her net real quick. She jumped so quickly. But that jumping over here got the creature, the mosquito, I think, to get off her web. She came back to her little center over there.
Like, I thought I had a catch, but that guy was too fast.
Oh, damn it. She's like, oh, poor little thing.
Oh, boy.
Now I have compassion about a spider. Can you believe it? From hating the creatures to now being friends with for 3 weeks now. Yeah, but anyway, my my question is nothing to do with this spider, but this spider is literally being something else to my life lately. So I finished my, so this is a marketing question. I finished my 7-day thing.
Yeah, I saw you were very busy with that. And
Oh my God. I have no regrets, but it really, whoa, the amount of work. Holy shit. I mean, you know, but I now have certain things pre-built for next time. I'm very glad I did it. I was on it live every freaking day at 6:00. I did exercise the first thing in the video, and then I went to a little teaching thing of a topic. I cover certain things, and I have one day of Q&A. I'm happy with what I did. You know, I feel like I gave quite a bit of value to the folks. So there's 108 people sign up.
Nice.
The open rate of daily emails, every day I said day one, day two, day three, you know, I did that every day, and I did a recap of every day, you know, okay, the day prior, so keep them committed, or at least informed, was about 30 to 40% of the...
Good, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, I thought it was low, but somebody told me that that's pretty good if it is above 20%.
Exactly.
So I was happy about that. What I, you know, I was not very content about the engagement in the Facebook. So not everybody who signed up, although every day I reminded them that the value was on the Facebook Live, because I didn't give everything, you know, the forums and guides, only for those who signed up so I could get their email address.
Yeah.
But the engagement really was on the Facebook page, right?
Yeah. That's the,
on
way
the group
challenge. That's the way I've always heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so I kept the things to get the email, you know, for you to get the recipes or whatever, the guide, you got to sign up. The value came. So some people did one versus the other. The engagement there was not the same. Not everybody signed up. Maybe half did for the Facebook page. Every day I posted, and I didn't post it just BS. I asked questions, you know, engaging things related to the day. And it was really hard. The ones who committed, they were there every day, but very few. So obviously, you know, I presented my lifestyle booty camp, gave them 2 days to buy. I had one person to buy.
How many people on the call where you offered it?
Say again?
How many people were actually there when you offered it?
Very few. Very few. The Facebook Lives I did at 6 p.m. You know, I didn't want to do too late. And I also heard over and over that people watch replays anyway. My clients are busy professionals, you know, they're not like us, you know, here, who have more flexibility. So, but I didn't want to do too late either. So I just pick a time that work in my schedule and went with it. So now I got to go to the public. So I offer $97. I'm not going to offer this again because I stay true. You have only 2 days and that's it. Yeah. So I'm going to stay true to that.
What are you going to bring it up to? Is that part of your question?
I'm thinking, you know, I've been told to jack it up to $197. And the true price is $297. I am going, and I'm going to offer, I'm thinking about it. I'm kind of not looking at you because actually you are over here in this screen and I'm looking wide over here. So that's my eyes. I'm like trying to stay straight. At least you look at my face, but.
You are looking at me,
man. Yeah, but I cannot see you because you're right there. So anyway, it's just the screen is better. So I'm going to offer and see if you agree with that. I'm thinking to, so I have three people in it, one who bought it, one who bought at the PCOS event, and one I gave one free as a raffle at the event. So mm-hmm. this three people are in.
Okay.
I'm going to reach out to them and offer like a friend kind of thing. Hey, if you extend those to a friend, I will be glad to extend to $97. Do you like that? I mean, just
well,
like
the bring a friend thing is great. Bring a friend at half price works well. Or bring a friend and I'll give you something special, like a private coaching call or something like that.
I'm already doing that. So I'm not, you know, this is fucking loaded.
Price is a good one. Bring a friend.
Say again?
Bring a friend for half price is always a good one.
Well, the friends will be paying half price, right? If I jack it up the price to $197.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, they get the same price you paid and everybody else is paying $197 or something.
So the $197, you know, what you might want to do, if you're going to open this up and send it out to your list and post it on more public Facebook pages and all that, is have, again, a 48-hour window or 72-hour window
yeah.
where it's $147 and then it goes up to $197.
Okay.
To create urgency and to make it not, you know, such a huge, so if somebody missed the $97, they're more likely to go, oh, well, an extra $50, I'll do it, you know.
Yeah.
Screwed up. Whereas if it's $100 more, like it's a little bit more than double what they originally, they may be more likely to go, eh, maybe not this time. So that's why, you know, you can capture those guys. Because not everybody was there and knew about it. And, you know, with Facebook, it's not like it's in your face. They'd have to go back through the group to find that you actually offered this. So you can still say, I'm offering $150 off. Right. So don't mention that it used to be 97. Hey, you blew it. You missed it. Right?
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm offering this very, I'm just opening this up to the public. I'm offering a very special rate, $150 off the full price. And it's only good until for 48 hours or 72 hours or whatever you want it to be. But creating urgency, you know, creating that need to sign up right away.
So. Yeah, I actually did, you know, get $200 off. So that at least I did that right, I guess, for the people who sign up.
Because you want to focus on what it is, what they're getting off. Because people are, oh, wow, I'll save $150.
You know, right.
Coupon cutters, right? They love it. They love getting a discount, right?
So yeah.
They try that. And then once you're doing it, once you put it up, you can still offer it at $100 off. If you want to do $197, but you're still saying, hey, you get $100 off. The good news and the bad news is that a lot of people didn't see your original stuff, right?
Exactly.
They don't know that you used to be offering $200 off and now you're only offering $100 off. So
how would you present, because the public does not know about this program, right? I mean, it's on my website, but who's going to my website?
So I would, you want to give them... You want to give them some value, you know, you want to email them. And yeah, did you email the people on your whole list about the booty camp?
Of course.
I mean, not the booty camp.
Oh, the sugar cleanse? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's how I was able to get, you know.
Right. So in case you missed it, I just offered this amazing sugar camp. And I wanted to share with you a very special video that I did on blah. And you pull one of your videos and you send a link to the video.
Oh, okay.
Right. And okay. Oh, by the way, you know, for more stuff that's like this and supercharged to get you going. And, you know, you talk about the challenge with doing stuff on your own. How many times have you started a diet or exercise program, but nobody was, you know, cracking the whip. So you dropped it. I want you to see this. And then at the end, you know, you tell them about the booty camp. And for the next 72 hours, I'm offering this $150 off this lifestyle booty camp. And you have a sales page for it, right? The Lifestyle Booty Camp.
Yes, I do. They can buy it right there.
Right. So then you send them a link from the email, you know, or from the page where you show it. I'd download the Facebook Live video, You could put it on
My YouTube, yes.
You put it on YouTube, but you could do it. I do that for sure. But I would also put it on, if you could put it on a page, right? A page, like an opt-in type page, but where it kind of like a freestanding page where at the bottom of it, or you could put it at the top of your sales page, but somehow where they have opportunity right there to sign up for the boot camp without having to go, oh, and now go to my website. Like it's right there.
Uh-huh.
Right. Whereas on YouTube, you can just send it to YouTube. You can't.
I see. Okay. So maybe put that somewhere on that, that sales page.
Another option is, at the top of the sales page, you can just put a link that pops it up in a pop up. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I know how to do embedded kind of videos in there. I still have to download somewhere. I have to download.
Yeah, you have to download it, put on your site.
And then it can be embedded to the site. That will show up.
Say, you know, special, you know,
mm-hmm.
save $150 until, you know, and have a countdown timer if you can. You know what a countdown timer is?
Yes, I do.
You need to do that in ClickFunnels. I don't know what you're using to do it, but right at the top, 75%, or
$150 off
sale until, and then you have the countdown timer looming in their face, and it just keeps going down and down and down. And then you can have the video at the top. When you send them from the email, you can say, hey, watch it. There's a link right at the top of this page for this video. I think you're going to really like it. And then you can learn more about how I can help and support you even more in this. Do you have testimonials from folks, not just testimonials from people who've done the Lifestyle Booty Camp, but from people who've worked with you in your group programs and stuff that you can actually put on your sales page? For this?
I do have 4 testimonials from the last year Lifestyle Booty Camp.
Okay. Do you have them on the page?
Yes, I do. I do. Right. I do have that. Well, I have 2 different pages. One is active, another is my website. It's just the landing page is just a kind of pain to ask. But
you really want a separate landing page for this. You don't want it to be send them to your website because it's too distracting to send somebody. This is a mistake I see people make all the time. They're trying to sell something and they send them to their website and then they can click on this blog post and they can click on this and they can click on this and they forget why they're there.
I know. It's just
has to be targeted. It has to be. This is one thing you have to do. If you're selling a program, don't put any other links on that page besides that program. Buy. That's the only option. People have choices. They get confused. They go away. Only option is buy. Somebody said to me, oh, I want to give you some advice. Somebody who said they were a marketing person. I was considering using them. I'm like, no, I'm not using them after that. She says, what you should do on your page is you have these speakers, put a link, make them hyperlinks to their websites. Like, you don't know what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Send them to somebody else's website. The only link on a page where you want them to buy is your buy link. If you're offering a program, if you're offering a service, if you're offering anything, one link. That, and you can have multiples of that link, but that's the only option.
No, I guess I'll have to change. I have this landing page and it actually looks good, but it's so much to change. I'm like, it's easier for me to change on the website. I have one page for the Lifestyle Booty Camp, you know, and I change all that already.
Other one harder to change.
I know. It's just, my energy went all the way down now.
Hey, Brie, so where are you feeling that?
It feels like heavy. I'm like, oh shit. It's impediments, you know. I'm done with fucking impediments. Part of my language. It's just, you know, it's just got to move forward. And it's just one more thing to change. It's like, I don't want to keep waiting. That's, you know,
how long will it take you to change it?
I don't know. I mean, you know, every time I go in there and then it's like, oh my God, it's just, oh, this got to match in there. I got to make sure that. Because it links to my MailChimp and I got to change all the fucking forms on the MailChimp. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, this is not where I use that's not positive energy for me. It's just not.
And I hear you. It's not positive energy. You get bogged down by the technology. Most people do get bogged down by technology. The difference between having a place where people can go and get captivated and engaged to buy your product, and a place where they can get distracted and see all these MailChimp links and Optum links and all that can be the difference in five sales. Mm. Right? That's what you have to look at. Now, you can temporarily do it the other way while you're working on it. You can set that up and send them over. And then instead of giving, you know, I would give them a longer period of time that the urgency is there while you're changing the landing page.
Right.
So that you have time. So you're not feeling like, I got to stay up till 4 in the morning to get this done so I can send it out tomorrow. So if you want to delay it, you send it out, you send them to the page you already have.
Yeah.
Right. If you have somebody, I know you've worked with people from Fiverr and other things like that. Maybe you have somebody that can actually do it for you.
You know what? This takes more time to fucking communicate with these people to tell them what to do. And then I have to correct everything than me doing the shit. It's just, and then you spend money.
All right.
Money and my time twice. I'm like, what the hell?
Breathe, Maria. Breathe, Maria. Right. Moving a business forward from non-profitable to profitable takes investment of time. It's either investment of time or money. Right?
Right.
You either have to invest your time or invest your money. Right?
Well, how about both?
And sometimes you have to do both. But the more time you invest, the less money typically. The more money you invest, the less of your time.
I know. I don't have the money to invest on anything right now. So, you know, it's me or me. That's it. It's me or me. And I got to do the best I can with me. There is no money out to any investment at this moment. You know?
So then I would suggest that if you don't want to delay it, which you probably shouldn't, when does the camp start?
I'm moving to a week forward. So I have. So it's going to be on October 30th. And I'm just going to tell these three people, look, it's going to start a week after. So I have more time to, so it's going to be November 6th.
So can you make a suggestion there?
Yeah.
I've had to do that plenty of times in the past. So when you're ready to, when you're going to do that, you say, hey, we're giving some new people that are coming in an opportunity to join us. I'm going to give you a bonus call, something that you offer them in that week. We're going to do an orientation call. And the official start date's next week. I've done that a lot of times. And that time has bought me the ability to get a bunch more people signed up.
So you would do only for those three people, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, whoever signs up before you do that call, it's a bonus.
Okay, okay.
Orientation.
Okay.
You know, always want to make it when you need to change it. You want to make it a benefit to them. So they're comfortable. They feel good about waiting. Not like, oh, damn, she took my money and now she's, I think I'm going to get a refund.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
So you go, okay, how can I make this a win for both of us? I need to buy myself an extra week. What can I give them that makes it worth it? So we're going to have a pre-call. We were going to start this date. There's a few things we're, you know, still setting up on the website. Here, what we're going to do, we're going to do a pre-booty camp preparation day or preparation, you know, session. Mm-hmm. And then you just do them something that they need to have before that. I've had so many extra kickoff calls and it works. People are happy with it.
Yeah.
They get something because they're motivated, Maria. They want to start.
I know.
Fanny's in shape. So you give them, these are the pre-session exercises and here's some diet stuff I want you to get started on before we jump right in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I can do that because I was thinking about what can I offer them. You know, I didn't think about the orientation call. Like, I don't want to do 101. They're already getting 101.
No, don't give them 101.
That's already... You know, 30 minutes of my time already basically goes at $97.
No. So your goal is to get as many people in this as you can to make it worth all the time and energy you spent on the
sugar challenge. Right? Yes.
So you want to give yourself the time to set that up. So do that. And I would say, create it, decide on the time frame. How long is it going to take you to actually get this thing up? Just send it to your list. Don't get it out there all over the place until you have that really nice page. Your list is going to be more forgiving. They know you. But they're still distractible. They're all distractible, especially if they're ADD executives, right?
Yeah, no, your advice is the same that I heard from other peeps too. Don't have anything else in the page. Nothing to click except to sign in. Because people, oh, what is that before? No, they forget about it. And I'll do that later.
I've done that a bunch of times. I'm like, wasn't I in the middle of trying to sign up for something? I wonder what that was. I wonder where that page went. Where were you from? You know, you get like
no clue. I gotta go back to the fucking email to sign up because I lost the page.
Yeah. So don't let them get distracted. You know, and then if you do, once you have the new page set up, then you're going to send follow-ups anyway to them. So whoever you lost on that first round, you'll be able to get it again. But if you limit yourself and put yourself in a box with that 72 hours, then it's not going to give you enough time. So just say special limited time offer, $150 off. When you send it out the second time and then you actually have that page up there and you can put a timer on it, then in the email you say, just 72 hours more, 48 hours more, you know, to get your $150 off and save it.
Okay, so give basically it's going to be more than that. 72 plus another maybe 48.
Not the first time, right? Not the first time you don't say a time. You just say limited time offer.
Okay, got it.
Limited time offer. Right, because you don't want to lie. You don't want to give bad information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then, so that doesn't mean anything. And then when I send it again with the nice page, then I say this 72 or 48 hours, whatever.
Exactly, and you put a timer up at the top and they feel the urgency. And then you can say, so-and-so who did our, you know, this and that said this. And you can say that in your emails. Right. Last year when I did this, or, you know, so-and-so who's been working with me in my group stuff says this about what I've done for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I was thinking on, you know.
And I asked if anybody else has questions, stick your hand up and we can come back around to Maria if anybody else has stuff you want to talk about too. Because I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
The whole.
Okay. So I'm like, how to promote this? Because the emails, people don't open those emails, you know, very much. I mean, my rate on the population, my whole thing is very low, compared to this 30%, whatever that was.
So you have to think of a really hot subject line that's controversial, that's edgy. That gets people to go, I wonder what she has to say there. So that's number one.
Well, you're talking to the wrong person. But I know.
Edgy, controversial, right? Is your exercise program making you sick?
I don't want them to think that this is just exercise. This is not just exercise. This is, you know,
Is your diet and lifestyle making you sick? Right? Is your quote unquote healthy diet and lifestyle program making you sicker? And you can talk about that in the email. And by the way, I did this, the sugar cleanse, the this and the that. And, you know, and you want to get their attention and give them good information that gets them to want to learn more from you.
Right. But I've also, I was also thinking about, doing something online. I don't want to go to the webinar kind of thing because there's a lot of, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I think a webinar, quite frankly, regardless of webinars and attendance being lower, is your best bet. Quite frankly.
Well, how about if I do like a series of Facebook Lives and let them know that.
Absolutely.
Maybe, you know, I don't know, in a week or do two or three or something and pick a topic, you know, to just say, hey, I'm going to go live on this day. Let
and
them know.
At everyone, you're off making your offer.
Mm-hmm. Instead of the webinar.
Yeah, if you want to, more people are doing it that way.
Yeah, that would be easier, I think, you know, for me.
Webinars are pretty easy once you've done one.
Yeah, I haven't. So I don't want to stress myself out.
Well, send them to Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Then you can, any groups you're in, any, you know, whatever, you can send people over there. You post it on your main page. You make sure you have enough fun stuff to get them to want to go there. Again, controversial or edgy or new or novel or something that gets them to say, oh yeah, I want to go to that Facebook Live, see what she has to say.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'll tell you just, you know, in terms of, I look at subject lines and which ones work well. The ones when I go, the hazards of keto, and plant-based diets. People are like, what? They keto diet? There's no hazards of plant-based diets? What? Are they crazy? What is she crazy? What is she going to say? They want to come and hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
Right? Something that's going to get their attention, that's edgy and controversial, you know, and maybe contrarian to what they believe. And it doesn't have to be, I know your program is about both, but try one with a subject line that's related to exercise, another one that's related to diet, another one even, you know, is your stress management folly? Is your, you know, something about your water? Just anything. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. It's a piece of it. And then you branch into what your whole program is about.
Yeah, this Facebook Lives, I guess I just got to keep it simple to one little topic within.
One little topic, right?
One little thing.
All roads lead to Rome.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure. You can do this, Maria.
Okay.
Right. Who else? Questions, comments. Did anybody learn anything from that? Like, I don't want to do a webinar. No, I don't want to make an offer. There's so much to know about this, and it takes practice. And taking imperfect action is a great way to go, right? Just try it. See what happens. Okay? Just try it. See what happens. Oh, that didn't work. Let me try something else. Okay, that didn't work. Let me try something else. And in everything in life, right? Think about your favorite actors or actresses and the most popular and famous people, right? How many times did they get turned down before they got their break that where they got that, right? How many times? Lots more than you can ever tolerate. And it's the ones that are like that spider that are persistent, that don't let that failure or that, you know, negativity. Well, you knocked her web down. She went right back and started it again. It's the same thing with all of this. Whoops, I tried it this way. Didn't work. Let me try it again. Maybe that's the lesson that this spider is there for you. Right? Yeah. And for all of us. I've had lots of flops. Let me tell you, I don't talk about my flops because I use them as learning experiences. Yeah. Cool. Who else? What's going on? What's happening? What kind of clients are you working with? What kind of questions do you have? Where are you at in your modules? Okay. Are we just going to say hi and then bye today?
I have a couple things.
Sure. Go for it.
Well, I'm getting, I'm scheduling follow-up appointments with Marsha, but then I get declined messages because she has so many calls. Like she was on 3 calls today or something like that. So it's been very tricky trying to get connected with her because she's got, you know, something going with this person and that person. So is this normal?
Well, she's in Gold Plus. So she got the extras with Laura Fine. She got calls with me. Like, you know, plus all the group calls, and she's very engaged with all the group calls. Plus she's doing the vision training thing. So she does have a lot. So I told her that I met with her today. I really refrained from going deep into some of the lab stuff that I wanted to, because she's not ready to hear all that yet. Right. There's a lot there, but I wanted to give her like this. So I gave her 5 things to do, which is more than I initially intended, but she felt like she could handle it. And I'm going to meet with her again next week for a shorter kind of follow up with that, just to see if she's doing it. But I want her to be, if we can get her meeting with either you or me once a week for the next 6 weeks, let's say.
Okay.
Just get her doing. And I talked to her about your restorative pose and this, you know, those little things that you've given her that she hasn't done yet. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped all of her supplements a couple of weeks back. She was getting digestive stuff. I said, great. We're going to start with a clean slate. Here's where we're going to start, right? And we just want to add 1 or 2 back.
Yep.
1 or 2 back. Yeah. So, and keep her on track. It's important that she gets check-ins, that we make sure that she's doing what she committed to do. And if she's not, going deep with why.
Okay. Okay. And I tried to be on the call with the two of you today, but I had to teach. I could possibly be on the call with you guys next week.
Okay.
I think, depending on when it is.
Somewhere. I think it's like, it's Thursday, and I think it's like 1:30.
Okay. That could work. That could definitely work.
Here's the thing with every, you know, just as a lesson for all of us, we get these people and they are all excited and they want to get well. And then they sign up. And then they see a couple of things. One, all the things that they have to do to get well. And number two, that they're going to get out of their comfortable pattern of being not well. And they're comfortable like, well, I'm just this kind of person thing, right? And so it's a process, and people will move through it at their own pace and rate.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to work with that. And I felt very like this is two calls I've had with her, and I've only, you know, I've touched on little bits of lab, just enough to incentivize her to do some of the small things, right? We looked at her cortisols in her Dutch test, and it's like, you know, your blood pressure is high. Your blood sugar is not stabilized because of this cortisol excess, right? Mm-hmm. You're pushing, you're making, but you're also not storing it. You've got a cortisone real low and your cortisol real high. You're heading towards depletion. Mm-hmm. We've got to fix this, right? Mm-hmm. So these are the kinds of things. And I said, the stuff that Susan gave you to calm down your adrenals. And, you know, we talked about that, but most people want, I mean, she really wants to get better.
Yeah.
But there's these forces, there's these patterns that she's developed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fear thing, right? So I had to just tell her, you don't have to do all of this, right? And freedom is her top value.
Right.
So if she's too structured, and I related to that, I said, if I give you, you know, at this time you do this, and at this time you do this, and at this time you do this, you're going to have rebellion happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what would happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do? When are we going to do that? Oh, you can do this anytime. These would be better if you do it in the morning and evening. But, mm-hmm. you know, and we went through it. She's going to try a 36-hour water/tea fast starting this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she was talking about doing this mini cleanse and because she has some digestive stuff that happened during the night, I'm like, at least let's get, you know, have one meal a day in the middle of the day rather than like, anyway, we had a good conversation about it.
Okay.
And I think, you know, it's just for our perspective, we know so much and we got to give them all these things that they can do. And we know if they were able to do them all, that they would have tremendous results.
Mm-hmm.
But the not able to is different from not willing to. And the not able to is she's willing, but there's these protective forces mm-hmm. within her from, you know, from early childhood and all that kind of stuff. And that's where, as practitioners, we need to really, it's the art of it and in addition to the science.
Yeah.
And how much can you work with that? So, yeah, I think reinforce with her that you and I spoke and we think that once a week that she meets with one or the other of us.
Okay.
And really hone in and see if she's able to do what we gave her the week before. And if not, why not? What held back? What do we think is going on and how can we help her to be able to do that?
Okay. Are there notes from your meeting with her today?
There are notes of what I explained to her, and I got some of it written and some of it is, you know, it's all in there. Yeah.
Okay, great.
There was like last time, you know, sometimes of just processing, right?
Yeah.
Going into the obstacles and that kind of stuff. But yeah, there's notes in that I rearranged her drive.
Okay.
Because you'd moved stuff in from Sweet Spot and there was duplication. So I pulled out anything from Sweet Spot that we wanted that was labs and that kind of stuff. So her drive's a little bit reorganized. I told her that she's okay with that.
Oops. Okay. It was actually Lynn that I don't know. Does that make sense, Lynn? Because I couldn't.
Yeah, there were duplications. Like there were labs in Sweet Spot, but they were the same as some of the labs here, but not all of them. So I made it. There's labs, there's specialty labs, there's old labs, and then the genetics is a separate one. Genetics had both places. So I just organized it. It's much, you know, for me, my brain is, can be scattered. And if I don't have, if I don't create that structure.
I went
through and created different folders for those labs. So, and you may have rearranged it. That's fine. I'm just saying, because she, like you said, she had just had all these.
It was all over, but there were duplications. Yeah. I got rid of all the duplications, and there's just a labs folder, and then right. labs, there's specialty labs, there's old labs, and then there's blood chemistry labs.
And okay.
You know, and then I always like my Master Health Tracker to be in the main folder because I want to be able to access that real quick. So I move sure. that to the main folder. And then,
sure. Anyway, okay.
She was.
Yeah. So I'm glad you got her off of everything because it was too much.
It's way too much.
That the her doctors, she knows she's a good doctor, but she just had her on way too much stuff.
It's not absorbing. Functional medicine, the allopathic functional medicine.
It's classic. Approach. Classic.
It's very classic.
And she did text me about accessing Adrenocom.
Mm-hmm.
Apex Energetics.
Yes.
Dermal, right? So I right. sent her a link to a website where she can order it from a reliable seller.
Good. Good. Because she said you had recommended OxyCell and she got it, but she hadn't started it. So I explained to her how to use it, when to use it, why to use it.
Okay, good.
She wants to do topicals to keep her gut nice and, you know, calm good. Right now. So we're starting with the topicals and we're going right. to, you know, starting with the adrenal stuff, you know, because we talked about it. I said, well, we could, you know, you can go with the phosphatidylserine in a cream form. Or there's some herbs we can do, magnolia and some other, you know, nice calming things. And we looked at the pathway. I kind of showed her the pathway going from cortisone to cortisol and phosphatidylserine and also magnolia and some other scutellaria and other calming herbs. We'll do that. She goes, let me just start with the topicals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I pre-framed her. Hopefully this doesn't disappoint, but said, you know, it could take weeks before you see change, but I've had people who in 3 days, they're suddenly thinking straight. And I explained to her cortisol and the effect on the hippocampus and how the magnolia and phosphatidylserine can repair the hippocampus. It actually repair it. And some people have said to me, oh my God, my brain fog is clearing. And oh my God, I haven't lost my keys in 3 days. Right. I've had that happen quickly, but I've also had it take a couple of weeks. So I can't kind of gave her some framework because part of what she gets frustrated and a lot of our clients are going to get frustrated when they're taking some supplement, which may be doing some amazing things inside, but they're not seeing it
right.
expressed externally. And then it gets frustrating. Like I'm taking these 27 things. So I was really happy that she said she was not taking anything except for her meds. And, even that, you know, I'd love to be able to get her off the blood pressure medication because I think she can. And we'll talk about specifics related to that, you know.
Okay.
Supportive Formulations has a really nice herbal for that. And it's like African snake root something, you know, the old snake oil salesman that they always accuse us holistic practitioners of being, but it's like African snake root or something like that. But it's really potent. But there's also nattokinase and other things like that, which she hasn't tried.
Right.
So, and then I always throw in stories. So whenever I'm meeting with somebody who's discouraged, I throw in stories about people. Oh yeah. And I had somebody who, you know, she'd been having blood pressure medication for years. And one day she called me up in a panic because she was dizzy and lightheaded and felt like she was going to pass out. I said, did you check your blood pressure? No, I didn't think about that. You know, so she checks her blood pressure. Oh, it's 90 over 50. Okay, so this is it. You got to go to your doctor, talk about a weaning process off the medication because she was on nattokinase and the blood pressure medication. And, you know, we were able to get her off within a month.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So people need to hear those stories. And I explained to her why I think, and I got her to agree to, hopefully that's on the list, the Keto Mojo. People
okay.
who do really well in Sweet Spot tend to keto adapt quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so they it's a mildly ketogenic diet, the Sweet Spot diet. And so some right. of people who keto adapt easily, they're like, I'm losing too much weight, right? We hear that all the time. People that plateau, like Marshall, lose a little bit, but plateau, I think they have a hard time keto adapting.
Right.
So I told her to get the Keto Mojo, measure morning and night, measure her blood pressure 3 times a day, morning and night, but also sometime in the middle of the day. Let's just see if there's a pattern or a trend.
Mm-hmm.
let's just see what the body's really doing. And with the keto, I said, you know, you won't have it in time to do it during this little fast, but think about this as a test. Because if we can get you doing either a fast or a fasting mimicking diet 4 or 5 days a month,
right,
we made huge progress in this keto thing. You know, and I explained to her, fasting mimicking diet, she had said, oh, that Prolon stuff is junk. I totally agree. I don't like that stuff. It's good for some people, but she's like, I'm too pure. I'm not eating this stuff. I said, I agree. But here, what about a fasting mimicking diet that's like high water content vegetables with avocados? You know, 500 to 1200 calories, depending on the thing. That'll get you into ketosis, but we need the meter to get you there. So I was very, you know, because she's very busy. Like her mind is so brilliant. I mean, she's so smart.
Yeah.
That's part of, a lot of our people, right? Maria, if you're working with a lot of the execs, they're so smart sometimes that you can't get them to slow down enough to get their body to be able to handle this stuff, right? So I kept my voice, you know, I kept kind of like I was just talking to Maria. I kept my voice tone more slow than usual to just try to, you know, create that environment and that healing environment. But I think that we just need this kind of, we need to be able to pace according to where they're at and, mm-hmm. and meet them where they're at, but slowing her down. She's so smart and she wants to do it all. I said, if I give you 10 things that we find in your labs right now, you're going to want to do it all. You're not going to be able to do it all. And then you're going to be frustrated. So let's just do this. Cause I think if she can get in a fasting routine every month, whether it's fasting mimicking, you know, a juice or whatever only kind of thing, elixir only, something for those days to get herself into ketosis. Once she's in there, it's easier to maintain it. It's hard to get in there, right?
Did she mention whether she'd been doing intermittent fasting?
She has been. Which is why I told her it's not going to be hard for you to do 36
hours. Okay, good.
She's been doing intermittent fasting. She's been going from dinner, which is usually the 3 hours before bedtime, through about noon. So she's been going 14 to 18 hours between meals. So for that, I feel like it's going to be a lot easier. I said, look, when you get hungry, you feel like you need something, make some nice tea, you know, some tea without, you know, she doesn't put anything in it sweetener wise. Just have a little bit of tea so you can satisfy that. And I explained to how I'm tuned into, I'm a food addict and I'm an emotional eater. And it's challenging sometimes when I'm getting so stressed out that there's so much to do. And I need some soothing right now. I'm going to have that chocolate, you know, I'm going to make my chaga hot cocoa, right? But I tell myself the reason I'm doing this is because I need some support right now and I don't have that support. So I'm doing this, but it's a known thing, right? And it's chaga hot cocoa. I mean, come on, it's not terrible for me, right? So just tuning in, I say, go take a bath, go in the hot tub. That's another thing I'll do. I'll go in the sauna or I'll go in the hot tub and I'll say, okay, you can have your special treat after you do this other self-nurturing. And that's a good trick to work with people. Okay, I'm going to agree that I'm going to have this special treat because I'm feeling like I need it and I need soothing, but I'm going to do my feet in the hot tub first or feet in the bathtub first or, you know, sniff some lavender and, you know, breathe or lay on the floor and put my feet up on a chair or whatever. Like do that first. And sometimes it just goes away. We had one person who was a horrific emotional eater, one of my very earliest programs. And she said what she would do is she'd bargain with herself and say, yes, you can have that piece of dark chocolate, but you have to have a green smoothie first. And then she'd go have her green smoothie. And by the time she finished it, she didn't have interest in the dark chocolate. And she knew that if she did, she'd have it. And most of the time she didn't. Sometimes she did and she'd have the dark chocolate after it. So it's really so much of what we do. Yeah, the science is super important. And like what call was that we did yesterday where we were going through pathways and figuring stuff out? It's the art, right? It's the Laura Fine type stuff of tuning into what they need at the moment and getting their cortisol levels under control.
Yeah. Because every time I meet with her, she cries.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm really glad that she's talking to you. And as long as you're okay with one
with
of them
crying, yeah.
a week, right? You know, she's really good at filling out her journal. So I apply to that, but I haven't had a chance to really, you know, understand what she's been following through on. So this was good information.
She dumped it all. She for some reason, a few weeks back, and she just wanted to give her tummy a little break.
Yeah.
She gets gas and bloating. Well, you're taking 17 supplements. Yeah. In all them in capsules and who knows what kind of excipients and so it's tough on the digestive tract totally. When we're taking so much, yeah. Right? Right. We tested her zinc. She had the little zinc tester and it didn't show up that she needed it. So remember we had on the lab thing, she was borderline. So I said, well, you know, just keep testing it and see. I didn't think that she needed to take it at this point based on that.
Is she doing charcoal at night?
No, but that's a good thing to.
Yeah, that might just help settle her stomach a bit.
Charcoal,
you know?
Or the what kind of clay? Like bentonite clay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that'll draw some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I also told her I wanted her to start. You know, she's good at starting later. That she may want to push backwards a little bit and end earlier, like end eating by 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So how she feels with this sort of. You know, this fasting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to share, if you hadn't seen it already, she posted on Facebook. She said, I'm water fasting and my blood sugar is 67 at 2 p.m. It's never been this low.
I wanted to get that keto mojo right away because I want to see that she has, you know, that she can, yay. Okay. Yay.
Yeah. I mean, awesome. She's so there.
Ready. It's the next piece that she needs.
Yeah.
She needs. And I asked her, did you ever fast well years ago? And, you know, I think it's the piece for her that she needs.
Yeah.
Not for everybody. And she had some kinesiology type person that said, or some holistic person, energy healer or somebody who said, well, fasting is good for some people, but not for you. So that's so influenced by people's, you know, expert opinions. I said, well, let's just try it. If it's not for you, you'll know. You'll feel like crap and you won't do it. Right. And people know. And if you feel like the best you've ever felt in your life when you're fasting, then that's somebody else's opinion.
Right.
You have to trust this. Trust this.
Yeah.
Into it and trust it.
Yeah, I find that just getting people started on a 12-12,
mm-hmm.
you know, they get that down and then it's, you know, 11-13, then 16-8, and then the rest is so easy.
Yeah, and once they know that they are not going to die, because they're hungry and they make friends with the hunger and know. And I said, think about when the hunger comes up, you're thinking about ghrelin. Oh, wow. Look at all that ghrelin, and ghrelin stimulates growth hormone, and growth hormone stimulates fat burning and muscle mass. Like think those things through and you go, oh, thank you. Hey, I'm hungry. I'm burning fat. Yay. Right. And that's how we just have to, it's so much about reframing. Reframing mm-hmm. and helping them to reframe how they think about things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about the Zero app? It's an app. It's a fasting app.
I heard about that.
I think I had her load in that app. It's just a really convenient way of tracking your intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can custom design your fast, you know, so you can track it. You can actually do a printout and see what your fasting patterns were for the month.
And then does it allow you to also put in like blood sugar and blood pressure? So, you know, they know like, oh, when I do this 18-hour fast, my blood sugar is real and my ketones are this and my blood pressure is this.
Right.
That would be really cool to see those correlations.
Yeah, it doesn't have that. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Someone's going to come up with that.
Yeah. Are you talking about Marsha, the one that helps you with the programs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And this is all confidential, so anything.
Right. We had a very good first session.
Yeah, she loves it.
She said, the first session was very little about first session. It was all about her stuff.
Yeah, she's very, she liked it. She thought you were great. And she wants to keep
going. And she was,
Laura.
Yeah. And then yesterday she showed up to the second session and smiling. And she says, wow, that pep talk was really great. It's coming along with Laura and everything else. So thank you. And she was very enthusiastic yesterday. She got all pumped up. She did some stuff she didn't think she could do in the workout. And it's just a small, simple things, but it's, you know, for her is, I think I would continue to motivate her and to keep moving because, she's now seeing that, oh, I can do this from home. And then she felt like, oh my God, this was so hard, you know, but she's laughing and says, and how great was that? She says, I know. And she's like, ah, and all this. So
yes.
that is a different attitude.
Yeah.
So keep encouraging on doing that. And I think that maybe.
Yep.
You know, yep. It helps overall because the exercise will get her empowerment. And I did tell her, she came up with the excuse of, oh, well, we had this session. I asked her to exercise, you know, certain times and days between the sessions. And she's like, well, Saturday we have this all day long with Dr. Rita Marie and then Sunday, yada, yada. And I says, that's a bunch of excuses. Said that in a kind way, obviously. And I says, look, there is no reason you cannot start your day, you know, exercising. Dr. Marie starts her thing because morning is the time for you. You have energy. So that's going to be pre-recorded. You can actually put 15 to 20 minutes to start. Let her start her thing, and you can go back to the first 20 minutes and do this. The exercise is essential for you. So then you're going to be more alert for whatever she's saying. Sitting 7 hours into learning is actually counterproductive. You're not learning a lot. You got to stop. You got to stop. So I would, as a coach, encourage people to take breaks more often, you know, because they are like putting this as an excuse that they cannot exercise. And it says, that's not it. You can do all this stuff from home. The TV, you know, computer is saying right here, you can still listen. You know,
and move. I should be doing that right now.
Record it.
My little thing right here, but I'm sitting here trying to get warm by snuggling.
I know. And what I think you know, as a leader, I would say that, you know, one thing that you can keep encouraged because I said, look, Dr. Marie, her metabolism is different. She is actually engaging her mental health right there talking to us. And a lot of times she does this standing and most of us are sitting. You cannot compare that. So if she's not giving you the breaks that you need every 90 minutes to 2 hours, it's your responsibility to get up.
I started that saying, look, I said, we have 7 hours here and I don't want to cut in the middle of someone's stuff, but if you take care of yourself, get up, move, go to the bathroom.
Yeah. It's just keep encouraging as much as you can actually put those breaks.
Yep.
I think it would really help people to understand that you're doing this also for them all sake. And it says, okay, folks, let's move. And you can do movement with them. And it says,
that's a good idea.
Okay, folks, let's get up right now and let's do 30 seconds of burst. Let's just simple jumping jacks. And if you cannot do that, just get into your table. If you cannot pump it up, just do some push-ups, you know, on the table right here. Let's do it all together. Put the clock. Let's do it. Encourages people to do this.
I like it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to incorporate that. If anybody catches me not doing it on one of those longer calls, remind me because I think it is a great idea. Yeah. And I forget, right? I forget.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to forget. You know, you're into your thing. You want to give, but they start long. There is a diminishing return, right? Of the time. You know, there's so much they can hear and listen. And pay attention.
For this particular call, they were all engaged because I switched from one person to the next.
The next, yes.
Yeah, that was the thing. Anyway, thank you on that.
Okay, yep.
Looks like Tony came on. Hi. Did you have any comments, questions? Unmute.
I've been in and out because I've been working at Smile Herb today, doing my favorite place. And so I was in the car and the internet kept going, you know, the Wi-Fi kept going in and out. So I only heard parts of the conversation, but Maria, someone may have already said this to you, but everything that you're doing is leading to your greater good. If you're not winning, you're learning, and it's all good. right? Just do what you can. Take those little tiny baby steps. Mm-hmm. Focus on what feels right. Don't worry about what feels wrong. That's already there. It's going to be there all the time. But, you know, it's going to be an effort at first. But I know you've got this, girl.
Thank you.
Okay. And I don't think I heard everybody else's, so I apologize for being in and out.
Well, we just basically did Maria, and then Susan was asking about Marcia, and you heard that. We were talking about, you know, an ERC person and strategizing, and I was using it as an opportunity to say, you know, this is Marcia, but this is also every woman.
Yeah, how about that? I don't know. I'll talk about my happy place if you guys don't mind for a minute.
Yeah.
And why Smile Herb is my happy place. It is, it's everything to me because it is my community. It is a feeder for my business. It's local. I don't have to go out on the internet and compete with, you know, gosh and everybody because those people know me. So all I have to do is just be me, not block my brilliance by, you know, trying to be something different, and things always come to me. So, you know, I'm going to encourage all of you to be local heroes, you know, be local celebrities. There's partner with that one or two places that you would go to, even if you could do it for free, if you had to do it for free, and see, watch magic happen. Mm. Watch magic happen. It's a little hard to capture, not impossible, mind you, because you're all brilliant people and you're all captivating people. But there's a lot of noise out there on the internet, a lot of noise. And, you know, you have to be bigger, badder, louder, different. But in your own community, you just have to show up and be you. Find somebody who can make that noise for you, Maria, so you can just be your brilliance.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thanks. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Who else? Questions, comments?
If nobody has, I will show you at the end, after everybody, I will show you the landing page that I have that I'll have to change. I'll share my screen and just to get your input once everybody has gone.
I don't see anybody else. Anybody else?
I have one thing.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Is Lynn still on?
She's not on visually, but okay. There she is.
Hi. So it's regarding getting a letter on any PT letterhead. Confirming.
I emailed it to you already.
Oh, to me? It's done?
Yeah, I put one on letterhead and sent it to you. So look at it and tell me if you need anything different.
Awesome.
So I emailed it to you so that you can take care of it.
What is it? What is it for?
You know,
did I sign my way? Wanted my sign my signature? No.
No, actually, I put my name on it. Because I'm Dean of Students, right?
That's right.
Oh, perfect. There you go. It's so that, you know, for sites like a Fullscript or an Emerson or a Thorne, you have to have a letter stating right. That you're a student of NEPT.
Got it.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I endorsed it. So
beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
Apex, are there any of these like Fullscript or, I don't think there are that.
I'm going to check. I'm going to check. I think some of them do have Apex.
That would be one to request for from Dr. Supplement Store.
Definitely.
Yeah, because.
Well, we have Energetics. We don't have Apex. Yeah. But
yeah.
Does Well of Eight have?
I don't think they do. No,
okay.
I don't think they do. No. But that would be a good thing to add because there's the few things there that I love. And I'm loving the Dr. Supplement Store. I know a bunch of you did.
Fantastic.
And it's got almost everything that I'd want to send people to. And I don't have to send them to Amazon or send them to Seeking Health and then to Thorne and then to Pure and Capital. You know, you just go to this one place, Dr. Supplement Store, and you already signed up as an affiliate. You got your own store.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I've got, you know, you can fill out this easy script. So
yeah,
you email it to your client, the client orders it, you get,
it's really cool. Yeah. So everybody can set up their own store if we want to, you know, you can share your screen and show us your store, show everybody what they can get for themselves. They've seen mine, but you can all get this store that you just send your clients to. They send you 30% of anything your client spends, unless you want to create a coupon that's an all the time coupon, or, you know, you can give them a 10%, 20%, you can give them all 30% if you want. You can give your clients whatever you want to give them as a break. You can do lead gens like, oh, it's Christmas, let's give you the 15% coupon. They have auto ship and your name and your logo is right at the top. Yeah. And then you can create these, what do they call them? They're like pack bundles. Like if you have, you're doing a program and you're doing a blood sugar bundle and you have these three supplements you want them to get, you can create this little bundle that they order. And then you can give instructions in there and everything. So when they order it, they get the instructions. Take this three times a day, this twice a day. Really good stuff. I'm really excited by what they have to offer.
Yeah, it's so awesome to have access to Biocedin.
Oh, yeah. You've got all of that. Like you've got, and they've got custom probiotics. They've got Seeking Health. They've got Bezwecken.
They've got the homeopathic company, Pekana.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Oh, they have energetics. I mean, almost everything that they don't have Apex. That was my one down part, that they don't have Apex.
Yeah, and they don't have Thorn.
And they don't have Thorn.
They used to, but they withdrew.
So there are a lot of things on Thorn that I've switched over to Seeking Health. You know, there's a lot of the stuff that you can get from Seeking Health that you would normally get from Thorn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So can I ask a question about that? I'm with Natural Partners / FullScript now, and I like this. How does one get on board? How do I get with this?
In fact, there's a number on there. Do they just call anybody, or do we have a specific call? And you let them know you're with any PT?
Doctor supplement.
They'll set you up.
Okay.
Yeah. Doctor supplement. Wow.
Thank you, Maria. All right. Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Yay.
We're excited by it. Yeah. That way people don't have to be going all over the internet looking for stuff. And you could periodically give them an incentive to, we had a first offer, 10% off or something like that. And then if they do auto ship, then they get 5% off and free shipping. So a lot of cool stuff, right? And to be able to get five different companies with one shipping charge, which is $7, or no shipping charge, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And shipping's free for orders over 150.
Okay. I think I said it for 100, so I probably get zapped for that, but that's okay. You know, it'll come out of your commission if you lower that. So I think we set it for 100.
Oh, okay.
But then whatever that shipping, the difference would be if somebody doesn't go to the 150, I think they just pull it out of our commission, which is fine. I don't care. I just wanted to make it real. Like 100 seems more doable than 150. Because I know Emerson, for me, it's 250 I have to get. And sometimes I just want to order a couple of things and I'm like, okay, what else am I going to order to get my free shipping?
Yeah, they've got Vital, Premier Research Labs.
Yeah, that was the rare, like, nobody else has Premier Research Labs, right?
Tony.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay. Yeah, I know, it's so much better than sending people links to Amazon, because it just feels so yucky doing that, you know?
Yeah. This is exciting for me. You don't know how much you've made my day, because I use FullScript, and they have a lot, like Garden of Life and some of the things I like, but I usually have to send people to custom probiotics or send them to this is like, whoo, happy. Thank you.
Me too. And I found it. I'm like, what? And you know, if there are some things they said, if there's stuff you're going to use a lot, or you know, that you recommend a lot, to ask them and they'll see what they could do. There may be some technicalities with Apex, because I don't really see them on any of those sites. So they maybe just, they don't do it, but.
And again, just to be clear, so when I sign up for this, I just let them know I'm with NEPT and it's all good.
Yeah. Is there a specific person they call in, or is there? Oh, you register as a customer as of mine.
Yeah.
Contact them and say, hey, I'm a practitioner in the NEPT program. I want to have my own account. Okay. And then I'll do that for you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. So you just put it in the I'm going to just put it in there.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm excited by it. I think I created a URL, but I forget what it is because I didn't want to remember dssorders.com/Dr. Anyway. And I can't remember what it is. I'll have to look it up in my GoDaddy. But I think I created a custom URL, but who knows what it is. Yeah. And then we have the labs, right? So a lot of you signed up for Dr. Hopkins to be an affiliate with Dr. Hopkins for the labs. And that's a real good deal because they actually do pay commissions. I mean, I get a check every few months for $150 from Direct Labs. That's how little I get anything from it because I don't even bother sending them there. But now because I have my own storefront, it's easier. And you guys can get that too if you signed up with that. You'll get your own storefront. So it's cool. And it lends an air of real professionalism, right? When you can send people to your lab page or your online store, it just gives you more credibility. Yeah, cool. All right. So Maria, did you want to share that? Screen, just on.
Yes. Okay. All right. Share. Where's the button? Okay.
Not at the bottom, the green thing with the
arrow. Yeah, now I have two screens. I was just looking which one. Okay. Can you see it?
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay. First thing. Oh, thank you. First thing is, I need a little pep talk here. So this sugar cleanse, it was probably about 50% of the people who joined had PCOS.
Oh, wow.
I want to say, okay, part of me is saying that I got to stick with it, of the message of PCOS and insulin resistance. Part of me is like, okay, why don't you just put that not to be because we say, oh, I don't have insulin resistance. I don't have PCOS. I don't want to continue to read. You see what I'm saying? Because what I'm teaching is things that are going to be good for both, right? It doesn't matter what kind of health, but obviously tips will come for people with PCOS. So I'm a little torn over here. What am I going to do when I title this thing? Should I keep on the, I already kind of changed. It used to be for PCOS and insulin resistance, and I changed, and now I'm really thinking maybe I should put, you know, weight loss and health or whatever.
No. Everybody's doing weight loss and health. It's too generic. If you specialize, the people that have this issue or know they have this issue are going to be more likely to. Weight loss and health, who are you? Let's go to JJ Virgin.
Okay. You don't have to show. So you're telling me that I should stick with it.
I would stick with it. You might lead with a yeah, I would. You could, maybe there's a way to lead with something different at the top where it's going to catch them because of the symptoms that they're struggling with. And then as they go through, have you been told that you have PCOS? Have you been told you have insulin resistance? Have you been told your testosterone levels are too high? Are you getting acne? Right. Cause they may not have PCOS or been diagnosed, but they're having acne and weight that won't shift. Right.
Oh, so what you're saying, maybe I just live PCOS booty camp. Don't say anything.
No, it says lifestyle booty camp.
Yes. And keep
that. And something instead of the fight together, I don't know about fight.
Yeah.
You know, I think that may turn some folks off. What am I fighting? Right.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a little tighter. Didn't have, that's what I'm saying. There's changes in here that have to happen, but I have an image that is me with a punch thing and saying, let's fight PCOS together kind of thing. It's like, I wrote an article all back, fight the bulge and things like that. So it's the same kind of
concept. What do other people think about the fight?
Okay.
What, anybody else have comments about the fight, the word fight? Yeah, you don't like it? Unmute.
No?
No.
No,
fight sounds stressful. It sounds.
No. How about let's win?
Yeah.
Let's win together.
Yes.
I think I don't even think that now is the word.
Comma now.
Okay. Let's win together.
Comma
now.
And then now exclamation point.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so live like that. So the next thing is So I tried to address a little bit of the topics like nutrition, mindset, sleep, stress, exercise. So mm-hmm. I put a few words, maybe I can change to, well, but it's very specific on the top about PCOS. So if I'm not changing the top, then I guess, what do you think about this?
Yeah, so...
That pause was like no good.
I'm almost thinking it should be the other way around.
What do you mean?
Like
questions?
No, achieve your energy, and because you're not mentioning the symptoms that people would be having that are specific to insulin. Well, some of them are, but not to the PCOS. So I would take out the middle one. Achieve your health goals and align your mindset, values, and visions. It's too generic. You can have that in copy. That's down below. That part of this process. But that's your okay. So that's the boat. So if you look at pain, pleasure. They want to go from pain to pleasure. Yeah. They quite frankly don't care if it's a yacht or a raft, if it's going to get them there in the same amount of time. And that's the way people look at things. So when you tell them how you're going to get there, that may be a turnoff. Increase your energy and do the things you love with joy. I would put comma with joy, just to emphasize with joy. I would take out the middle one. Manage weight, get your confidence back. I would be a little bit more about not manage weight, but end the struggle with weight.
Okay.
Or something along the lines that it's been difficult and we want to get them to the point where they're at their right weight.
You know, that's quite challenging to do that, right? So, I mean, for people with PCOS, it's almost impossible. I mean, if people lose weight, it's going to be like 0.01% of women actually who are obese and overweight with PCOS who actually can get down to, I don't want to set the wrong expectations. Mm-hmm. Yes, the word, I'm just saying, yes, people are drawn to the word, you know, of losing, cutting the struggle, not having this, but we all know that it's kind of a BS. These women are struggling for fucking decades. And
anybody have an idea of how to word that differently, or is that fine?
Well, I got to think about it. I understand what you're saying. This is too, a little bit more aggressive, but not as aggressive.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you.
You know, I think these are sentences are fine, but really they're not really addressing now that I read them. I haven't read them like this in a while.
Yeah. You can leave the spacing because everything, you know, and the middle one here, do something that's related to some of those symptoms that people have, not just PCOS, but that they would have if they have these imbalances. Big thing is the skin. People are like, they're so embarrassed about their face and their skin.
Mm-hmm.
The weight that, you know, the weight that doesn't want to shift, their big deal. Periods.
Yes. Is pain, there fertility? Period. I mean, there are fertility and periods. They're very embarrassed about their skin, about the hair growth.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the inability of, you know, be fertile for most of them, right?
Right.
And obviously the weight is the most that they struggle. They struggle, you know, it's the mental health is really a problem for them. They think that there is no solution, that there is no cure. So they're basically kind of depressed.
Make a list. Just sit down with yourself for 5 minutes and just keep writing all the things that they're struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the top five
mm-hmm.
to really highlight the things that you think that are going to attract people most to want to get solved.
Right.
The other thing when I'm doing a sales page, I always like to start with the problems at the top. So here's your promise.
Yeah.
Right. But what is the pain first? Mm-hmm. Are you struggling with, you know, I don't know. I usually do it in lingo. I mean, I like this. I like the pictures, but keep going. Let me just see what you have below it.
Then I say, That this pro, okay, sorry, sorry.
For women who are longing to lose weight and gain energy, it's also for women with prediabetes, insulin resistance, and PCOS.
So it's because I was changing the topic, so I started changing the...
Yeah, so this is all good, but here's the thing. If somebody comes to this page, you've got to get them excited about the promise before you tell them what your solution is, which is this program.
Okay.
And that's why I'm thinking at the top, you know, not even mentioning the program. Usually the headline mentions either a problem that they're having, like overcome XYZ, you know, or if so that's not usually the name of a program.
Okay.
You lead with, here's the problem you're having. I understand this problem. I've had this problem, or I've worked with many women who have this problem. The typical problem is, and you kind of do a bullet points or something to agitate the problem, right? And they go, and there's a solution. So it could be problem and solution in the same headline, where you're talking about, this is a problem and there's hope, or hope for people struggling with, new hope for women struggling with XYZ. Let's win together now could be fine there, because they're going, what is this problem? They're curious and they want to go further.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you can talk about the symptoms that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
more
then
over here. Yeah.
But don't just jump right. This is way too short. Actually. So be to making the offer right now. Okay. Mm. They're not ready. They're not warmed up, right? They don't know who you are. They don't know what you do. They don't know what you know. And so here's the problem. Are you struggling with this? Do you have that? I hear this all the time. These symptoms can be part of a syndrome called polycystic ovarian syndrome. It's also part of a pre-diabetes system. And left unchecked, this can leave you blah, blah, like what's the gloom and doom? But the good news is there's hope. There's some simple strategies that you can do. And that's where I would do those pictures.
Okay.
Simple strategies that you can do this. Right. And change the wording of it. And I put this together. I put together this program as a result. So I would encourage you to look at pages, sales pages that you've looked at that go, wow, I really feel if I had that problem, I'd be signing up for this program right now.
Yeah.
Right. And what do they do to get you in the mood? Right. It's kind of like pre-sex. Right. You got to get in the mood. You got to get warmed up. You can't just go, okay, drop your pants. We're ready. Right. And that's kind of what you do when you come in with an offer too soon.
Mm.
Right. You need to have the courtship in there. You need to have the relationship building in there. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And this is fine for the website. Is this what's on the website right now, or is this on that?
That was my landing page.
This is the landing page. So this is what you feel like needs work. But what did you do on the other page that can be brought over?
Well,
because here's what's happening. So many of us do this because we're really good technicians. We're really good at our skill. And we jump right into the how we're going to get you there. And we spend more time on the how we're going to get you there and not the promise of what this, what they want and the hope. You build the hope. Wow, I can really get that. Wow. My best example of this was my very first real online program, which I made up as I went along, and I got on a webinar and I talked about, and I said, we're going to do this program. And at the end of this program, you're going to learn how to read your own labs, which means that you're going to this and you're going to that. And I talked to them about all the results that they were going to get. I couldn't talk about the program because I didn't even have it designed yet.
Yeah.
Right. And that gave me the best because I didn't tell them about the boat. Mm-hmm. I told them about where they were going. Right. I talked to them about the problem and where they were. And I talked to them about where they were going. And several of them wrote to me and goes, I don't know what this program's about, but I'm so excited. Right. They didn't care. They didn't care if we were going to go by raft or by yacht. They just knew they wanted to be there. And that's what they wanted. And they signed up, and that's what you want when you're creating this. This stuff looks, you know, good bullet points. You may want to,
Well, this is my page. I just created a page for PCOS. So this is not the program. So this is just for people, you know, to draw SEO, I guess, for PCOS.
Lose weight, ditch the sugar addiction, gain energy more, move more. That's your sugar cravings, but that's, this yeah. is the next step from there, right?
Yeah, that was
a similar promise. Only they're going to have.
I was just giving them solutions that I offer if you have PCOS in that page. So this is the sales page in my website, I guess, for this. So, so
okay, I have some bullets you can probably use and carry.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But before that, just talk about the problem first, the discouragement that they feel. And when they think about, you know, the ones that have been diagnosed with PCOS, if you've been diagnosed with PCOS and you've been told that you may not be able to have children, how do you feel?
Right.
When you do this, how do you feel? How does that make you feel? I know it feels discouraging, doesn't it? I've worked with lots of women who have had this issue. And the good news is, right, after you've done that, and the good news is there are solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about that and you learn you can increase your energy, et cetera.
I wonder if this is more like it.
Do you have within the thing, that other, that program that you're doing, that marketing program, do they have like a template for a sales page?
They do. Okay. They do. But, you know, it's a template. You know, it has to be customized like anything else.
Right. I mean, but it'll give you your framework.
Well, yeah.
Your framework. Okay, what are my problems? Okay, I'm going to plug mine in here. What are my solutions? I'm going to plug it in here. What are my things? What's my bonuses? What's my limiter, right? There's all this standard stuff that I'm sure is in their template. That's in everybody's template.
Yeah,
all the same, right? And there's those pieces. And when you do it, it's been psychologically proven that it works to get people that are meant to be in your program to say yes. So that's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay. I think this would make having a really hot sales page that reflects their benefits and what they're going to get from it is going to, it's just going to have your sales just, you know, from single digits up to double digits or triple digits even at some point, right? When you have a bigger audience to feed into it.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And this is why webinars work so well, is you don't have to spend as much time on the sales page because you do the sales page interactively with them. Right. You do this whole webinar on this problem and why, what the problem is, and then the solution. And I would encourage you, even if you don't do it as a webinar, you do it as a Facebook Live, to use that format of a webinar. You're teaching them this is a problem they want to solve. This is what the underlying causes of this problem are. And the good news is there's solutions. And you can talk about the solutions being, there's some solutions in what you're putting in your mouth. There's some solutions in nutrient imbalances, some other solutions in movement, right? Optimizing your sleep. And you just talk briefly about each of those areas. And I've put this all together for you. I'm doing the work for you and I'm going to guide you step by step, every step of the way. Sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
When you do a page like that, right, you're talking to the small percentage, they say 3% of the people who already know they have a problem. They're looking actively for a solution. They just did this little sugar cleanse with you and they go, yep, I want it. Tiny percent, right? We have to have expanded out so that we get them engaged with what the real value is of doing the solution and what the pain and the cost is of not doing, of not working with you. What's the pain of not them not saying yes to you, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that and write some brainstorms about that. What's it costing them? What's it costing them, Susan, when they don't sign up and do yoga with you, right? Their blood pressure, their relationships, their sex drive. Like you think about all, what's it costing you not? What's the cost of inaction? And think about it. Do you want to be in the same place 6 months from now? Where do you want to be in a year? I don't think you want to be where you are right now. But if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And I have a solution for you. Here's what I'm going to do to help you so that at the end of a year, instead of you being right here, you're in a way better place. Right. And if you do want to talk about mindset and goals, you talk about it from that perspective. And when you get really clear on where that is you want to be, then I can help you design that path to get you there.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
It's work, but it's so worth it. And here's the thing. The first sales page I ever did, really, really good one. Actually, I did my own before that. I work with somebody who's very good at this, Brenda Norman, and she worked with me step by step to create this. I still use paragraphs and lines and language from that. When I put this out, I sent it out to my list and I said, tomorrow I'm having a live event in my living room to do this, that, and the other thing. And I had a much tiny fraction of the list I have now. And I said, I'm doing this tomorrow in my home. And this, and I used that sales page that she gave me. We had 35 people sign up to come to my house the next day to hear me speak. Few of them we couldn't take because they were in California and they didn't want to get on an airplane. They didn't realize, but they showed up. 30 people showed up in my house the next day, one day advance notice because of the copy. I'm going to see if I can find the copy for that thing and I'll share it with you guys because it went through the pain, the pleasure, the promise. And they were like, well, I'm there. And yeah, it was free, but still to have that many people show up live and in person a day later, you see? And so when you can connect with people from here and why it hurts you when you see people not doing this stuff, why you feel so discouraged because you've seen what happens when people year after year and try to do it on their own and they're still in that same painful place. And then it's almost time for them to want to start a family. And they're struggling and the pain is intense. And then you have these folks who decide to come on board and they decide to change what they're eating, how they're thinking, how they're moving. And you have some of your testimonials. This was from Mary Sue who said saw one that said something about 11 pounds, right? And this was from so-and-so who said this. Okay. And when you take the time and effort to write this thing, you're going to be using that same framework over and over and over again. Yeah. So it's worth the investment.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anybody else have comments about that? I'm in the mood to be hard on people today. Sorry. No, keep doing that. We did that at our NEPA meeting too. But it's because I want people to get you, right? I want people to have what you have to offer, right? And I want you to have the confidence to speak it from here because, you know, a lot of us are this way. We're up here and we're trying to logically get people to say yes. We got to come down and speak in, from the heart and connect with them deeply and let them know you care. I'm doing this because I care. I'm getting teary-eyed right now. I'm doing it because I care. I'm doing this because I want the world to be a better place. I'm doing it because I've lost loved ones and I've seen people suffer and I've seen people find out, you know, and they do some changes when they're in their 40s or 50s and they can't have kids anymore. And they go, oh my God, what would have happened if I knew what I know now when I was in my 20s and 30s? How would my life be different? Anyway, that's why we want to let them know we care. And it's easy to do face-to-face, one-on-one. They get you. They feel you, right?
Yeah.
We have to be able to figure that out to be able to have them hit.
Right.
On a deeper level. We can all do it. You guys, you're too smart and you're too compassionate and you have too much to offer to be the best kept secret anymore.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Was this helpful for anybody? Yeah. I get, you know, and I'm not afraid to show who I am and my sensitivity. But I get so teary eyed when I get into this mode because I see so much suffering. You all see it, right? You see the crap that people are being told and even under the guise of functional medicine that they're being given just here's your blanket prescription and people are not getting well, right? And we can help them. We can help them.
Yeah.
More and more of them. Yeah. Everybody that's done your classes with you, Maria, just raves about it. They love it. because you're hard in a way that you're going to push them to their capacity. And I got to be careful how I say it, because I know I insulted you the last time I said this. But what I mean is you see them and you know what their limitations and capacity are, and you're not letting them get away with the BS of not doing that. You're not going to push somebody, you know, you may not give, you know, somebody who's got chronic fatigue the same exercises that you're going to give me, right? And you're not going to give me the same exercise you're going to give this, you know, 300-pound weightlifter, right? Because you know what we can do and what we can't do, but you're going to push us to get to that capacity. And that's what these folks need.
Yeah.
Loving support.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? No? We're good? Anybody else? I see Marcy and Margie. Hi, Janet. Say hi. You're welcome to say hi. This is helpful. There's Janet.
Hi. I'm not showing you what I've done on my website. I can't. No, not today.
Not today. But you've been working since Sunday?
I've been working on it. You know how painfully difficult that is for me, but I'm working on it. I'll show it. Nice. And I have to say, Maria, when I worked with Maria earlier this spring or summer, I think our second session, she had me doing 55 or 60 push-ups. When we first did the 15, I thought, oh boy, that was really good. And she says, okay, now we're going to do this, and then we're going to do 50 more. I thought, oh my gosh, that's 30. I don't think I can. But the push was to, you know, I know I didn't die. I didn't fall over. I didn't faint. I didn't feel good. But I know now I can, and I still do. I don't get 60 every day. I'm sorry, Maria, I don't. But I do get 30 every day with my the two or three other ones that you gave me. So, yeah, it's there. But it was pushing beyond what I thought I could do. And I think, Rita Marie, that's what you're giving us also. You're pushing us beyond what we think we can do and showing us other things that we need to know so we can make this work. And by golly, we're still all hanging in here, so it's working some way.
Thanks for sharing that, Janet. All right. Anybody else? Lynn, do you have anything else brilliant to add? No? She sometimes listens to me when I'm on a coaching call and she'll send me a Skype. Slow down. Like, insert the pauses. So she's doing a Laura Fine coaching thing. You know, like, okay, listen. And I'm doing that more and more. I'm reflecting more and more, but you know. So. That's okay.
Containment.
Containment, yeah. You know, one thing I thought of as you were talking, I saw a recent news article about the amount of children these days who are getting, but I remember thinking, I bet if you tracked it, it would be shortly after each one of these children had their vaccine. And I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what it was, but it puts them in the hospital. I mean, it's not a good thing. And so that just goes back again to what you tell us, what you teach us is, you know, it's not a this for that, that we have to get this information out there.
We do. And, you know, vaccine damage, of course, is just like climate control. It doesn't exist. Or whatever. What did we call it? Climate change. It doesn't exist. And that's what we're up against, right? Right? This is safe. This is fine. It's okay that we're throwing all this crazy stuff into the environment and the poles are melting and it's colder in Texas than it is in Boston. I mean, like, it's okay that kids go in and get, you know, 17 different injections filled with a mercury and aluminum and maybe not mercury anymore, but aluminum and all these. It's okay, right? And that's what we're really there to help people to see, right? It's okay to give your kids, your grandkids Oreos and Coke when they come over to visit because they're going to be happy when you do that, right? It's okay, right? No, it's not okay. It's not okay. And the more we expose it and the more we talk to people about it, and I'm real careful about my public vaccine opinions. I don't want anybody coming to my door and shooting me. So I'm careful about that. But when we're in groups, when I've got people and I've got their, you know, I'll talk to them about it till I'm blue in the face. You know, I'm not going to tell them they shouldn't do it. I'm going to tell them, here's what it is and you need to make your decisions, right? Even my husband's been brainwashed by it. We didn't vaccinate our kids, but he said to me something the other day about, well, you know, but something about, we know that all the smallpox went away because of vaccines. And I'm like, well, actually, if we look at the decline in smallpox, it started a decade or two before. It had to do with sanitation and other things. And he goes, well, that's not true. I said, why do you say that? He goes, well, that's what I read. I said, have you read all the everything? Have you really read it? Like, you know, but he was brainwashed because that's what the popular press said, even though he has me. He agreed that we weren't going to vaccinate our kids, but he still, and he knows that because of the way we took care of them and fed them and all that, they were safe and their immune systems are way better than anybody else's. But he still had that belief in him. And I had to actually challenge that belief. And he was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. But it was brainwashed in, and that's what we're up against, right? You just feed your kids the General Mills cereal in the morning, and yeah, pour the milk on top of it, and you give them a balanced diet that includes a couple of cans a week of Del Monte green beans, and they're all good to go. And we know otherwise, right? And we know that when people are ready to hear it, they hear it. And sometimes even when they're not ready to hear it, they really are ready. And some of them, they hear it and they're not ready really, and they leave. But when I first heard this stuff, I was an ice cream guzzling, Diet Coke, sugar guzzling person who was sick, and the doctors didn't have anything. I said, could it be my diet? Could those things actually be hurting me? They said, no. I said, well, let me look into it. And my eyes I was blown away that the stuff that I'd been doing for my whole life was hurting me. But so it wasn't like I was when your mind is made up, you know, I was like, I was biased there, and I was like, oh, maybe
premeditated.
Yeah. Whatever that was, I wasn't there. I wasn't like, oh, I went to all these summits and now I'm thinking, well, maybe what I'm doing is really bad. No, it was like, I was on that path and it hit. And some people it didn't hit, right? Some people they heard the same thing as I did, and they're still sick or dead, one or the other. And so we don't know which that person is going to be. So if we hold back, we don't know whose life we might have saved if we didn't hold back. And I don't mean to get in their face and, you know, that naggy stuff, but just, did you know? And that's when your sales page, did you know that this symptom that you're having, this acne on your face and this bloating that won't go away, this could be the sign of a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome. And left unchecked, it can lead to a pretty miserable life for you. Did you know that? Okay. We can all do this. So anybody else, this is it. I'm going to go. I could talk for days like this. I could just like keep talking and come up with all kinds of stuff. It's just, my mother said I was vaccinated with a phonograph needle. So I'll leave it at that. Those of you who are too young, I don't think anybody on here is too young to know what a phonograph needle is.
My oldest daughter has a phonograph and she's got like Beatles albums and all that other good stuff. However, I did have to show her how to use it. She's like, what do I do? You know, lift it up. And then she was like, how do you know which one is the song? So I just show her, you know, there's that little space in between.
You have to lift it up and you have to look at the album cover and go 1, 2, 3, 4. Like you actually have to think instead of clicking the button that says.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, my son, he's 20 now, but he's had one since he's 17. He wanted one and we got him one, and he took out all of our old albums, and it was like Christmas Day. He goes, you didn't tell me you had this. He was looking through a closet in one of the spare, the guest room. And he was like, you didn't tell me you had this. And he had all these albums all over. He goes, oh my God. So he was thrilled. Yeah. They're coming back. Who would have known, right? Who would have known? Anyway. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Bye.
And post in the, if you come up with your sales page, Maria, just post a link to it in the thing, and whoever has time can take a look at it and give you some feedback.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay,
good. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Good night.